Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to Change for Dollar, episode 2. It's your boy, Dalvin.
What's good? It's your boy, AC.
Yes, sir. What's going on, bro?
Not much. Chilling, man.
Yeah, so we wanted to, talk about something that I think is very important to me and, you know, should be very important to you also. And one of the keys to success and even life itself. You know, today's episode, we're going to be talking about self-awareness. You can check us out on Instagram, Growth Clothing Co.
And you can also cop on our website at clothingbygrowth.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, so we just want to talk about this episode. We'll check with y'all, all right? Damn, Dal. So you want to talk about self-awareness, huh?
Yeah, man. I want to get into it, man. I think it's an important part of, like I said, man, becoming successful. And not even, you know, everybody wants to be successful, obviously, but it's just an important part of life, man. So facts. I just had to, you know, I just wanted to have a conversation about it.
Speaking about like self-awareness, bro. Like, mm-hmm. when did you like feel you became self-aware essentially?
Well, I think that I've always had some form of self-awareness, and you know, I think there's different levels of being self-aware. And like I said, man, I think I've been self-aware for a long time, man. It's just about knowing what you're doing, knowing what you're good at, knowing what you're bad at, and you know, just knowing right from wrong, you know what I mean? So yeah. I think I've had, like I said, man, I think I've had some form of self-awareness for a long time, and it's an actual thing, and it's crazy how people lack it, and they don't even know.
It's scary, bro, honestly, like, being self-aware,
it really is.
It's scary, like, again, we're not saying, like, we have, it's like a form of a superpower, bro, like, being self-aware.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, man, because, like, it's you, like, because there's something like self-awareness and then like self-consciousness. Like they're not, they're essentially different things, but like being self-aware is like understanding like your limits essentially. Like, and that's not being weak. That's being self-aware, knowing what you're truly capable of and things of that nature, or knowing that like, knowing that you can push yourself. Again, that's all self-awareness. It's like, you know, self-awareness is you for a fact in your mind, body, and soul. Know what's up. So
right,
yeah, man, it's really a great thing, and it can be scary at times, annoying at times, but being self-aware is, like you said, bro, I totally agree, it's 100% a part of being successful in anything you do in life, man.
I like how you put that, bro. Superpower.
It's a superpower.
What,
bro,
what, so let me ask you this, what type of superhero would you be, bro? What type, based on self-awareness,
I think
I'm fucking Superman. I'm Superman with this shit.
Superman's that guy. But I'll, you know, probably Black Panther, bro. And I'm not saying that just because I'm black, but like, he was self-aware, man. Or like, I would say Black Panther because like, if you watched the movie or whatever, read the comics, like he had to like get into self-awareness. But like, once he got there, he decided he was going to like change his whole country, man. So like, I mean, all superheroes go through some form of adversity, but I would say Black Panther, man, because like he was just regal with that shit. Once he got self awareness, like when he met his pops, you know, after he got his powers taken away from his cousin and all that. Once he met his pops, like he was self aware to realize he felt in his heart, again, self aware in his heart, that his dad was wrong for keeping that lie so long and all that other stuff. And then, like I said, once he realized that, man, he took Wakanda back and just like he was on some boss shit.
Agreed, bro. So, you know, how does it feel to be, you know, how does it feel to be self-aware? How does it benefit you? How has it benefited you in the past, or how does it feel?
Just want to talk about that. Yeah, bro. It feels because like I said, man, I can call myself out on my own shit. Like And I know when I'm wrong, and like I'm not afraid to admit it to people, you know, and stuff like that. Or, you know, like being self-aware, you're like, giving yourself like, I don't, like your own ass whooping essentially. So like nothing that anyone can say to me can defeat me at all, because again, I know who Antoine is and what I'm about and things of that nature. So, and if I'm wrong, I check myself if I, you know, again, some people can't.
That's
like,
and that's the thing, man. You gotta, when you're wrong, people don't like to own up to shit, bro. Like when they fucked up, like if you fucked up, bro, just say you fucked, actually know that you fucked up and move on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right. And that's, yeah, for me,
people
for
don't
me,
realize
yeah,
it though. And that's the thing,
That's the thing, yeah. Like you just said, people, because, and that's again, man, self-awareness. Like, if you can't be self-aware with yourself to say, you know, you did something absolutely horrible, like, again, this is not just about business, yo, this is about life. Like,
life in general,
like,
man.
What are you doing with yourself if you can't even be honest with yourself?
From, you know, things you do, whether it's in business, work, you know, decisions you make, like on the street, whatever, bro. Like, you know, financially. You know, like,
yeah, you know how I know you're self-aware? Because you use the word like decisions. People who are not self-aware know a word they use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mistake, cuz. Yeah, they always say mistake and shit.
Right. And
it was a mistake. It was a mistake. It was a mistake.
We all make mistakes. You know, being self-aware, it's not about like being, nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? No, mm-hmm. Nobody is fucking, we're all humans. You know what I mean? We may do shit that we know is gonna, you know, turn out bad in the end, you know, not go our way in the end, you know what I mean? But, you know, that comes with being human, bro. But, you know, there's certain things, man, that, you know you shouldn't do, you know what I mean? You know.
And speaking on what you was talking about, bro, though, like, I want to ask you this, like, because you use the word perfect, and, like, you know, we hear that word, like, when we're playing sports and things of that nature, like, aim for perfection, you know, that word perfect, but, like, I don't know if you agree with me, but do you feel like part of being self-aware is understanding that you're not perfect?
Absolutely. I think, you know, like I said, man, nobody's going to be perfect. You know, but you should try whatever you're trying to do, or, you know, whatever decisions you make. You should try to be your absolute best, or try to make the absolute best decision. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's just comes with, you know, being like I said, there's levels to being self-aware, you know, and that just comes with having a form of self-awareness. So
well, break that down for me a little bit. Like, what do you feel is like, because like, it's funny you said levels, right? There's levels to everything, but like
we know, like, feel... people know when they're doing dumb shit, you know what I mean?
Right
Like, they know when they're doing stupid shit, or, you know, they know when they're making a bad decision financially.
So what does a self-aware person do versus a non-self-aware person when they know they're doing dumb shit? Like, what would you feel, you know, not to get too much in your personal, but like, you know, what do you feel maybe a decision, you know, you've made, like, what did you do with you being self-aware, you know, these days? How did you correct that with yourself first, obviously?
I
correct it with whatever, if a person was involved or a situation.
I made a lot of, you know, messed up, you know, decisions. Bad decisions, you know, and, you know, like I said, man, you know, it's a part of growing, and, you know, like I said, there's different levels of self-awareness, but, you know, I made a lot of bad decisions, you know, in the streets, financially, or, you know, relationships and things like that, you know what I mean? And my thing is, you know, I know what I was doing, you know what I mean? It's just stupid young decisions, you know, that you have to grow apart from, you know what I mean? So
yeah, because for me, like, the biggest thing I would say that, like, in regards to when I felt like I became self-aware, I would, because, you know, like I said, I'm a Zen Buddhist, man, so I would, like, identify the situation, but, like, always educate myself. Like, let's say I did something that I know was, like, jacked up or whatever, or whatever, bro. Like, I always try to educate myself, meaning, like, if I hurt a person, or, you know, like you said, made bad financial decisions, at that point, I would say, for me being self-aware, I always try to educate myself in some kind of way, whether it's, like, if I'm doing some, like, jacked up shit, like, look up something, how I can get myself better, watch a YouTube video, try to find a free book or something, like, to, like, identify, like, yo, man, you keep making the same stupid decision over and over and over again about certain things, like,
and if you keep, that's the thing, bro. Like, if you keep doing it, then you're not self-aware. That's just stupidity. You know what I mean? But yeah, like I said, everybody makes mistakes. We're going to learn. You should learn from your mistakes. You know what I mean?
You're dropping bombs tonight. The word learn is powerful, bro. Like, that's bro, the thing you got to learn from it.
Yo, if you keep doing it, man, like, that's having low self-awareness to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, even, like, with food and, like, because that's, I would say, one of the biggest battles I think everybody has, like, especially when you're an athlete, like, you know, we were athletes when we were kids, we play sports all the time, stuff like that, and then, you know, in regards to fitness, like, that takes a lot of self-awareness, man, to, like, understand, like, yo, I'm eating way too much, I'm eating way too late, you know what I mean? But like you said, at some point, you're not self-aware if you keep making the same decision, keep eating at 11 o'clock.
I think, you know what I think, bro? I think it comes with being emotional, too. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that, in regards to being emotional?
So like you said, with eating and, you know, things and, you know, making, like, bad financial decisions and things like that.
Right.
That all comes with, like, emotions, bro. And we let, and it's sad, you know, how it is. And, you know, I used to be the same, you know, the same way, you know what I mean? So I can definitely speak on this, but, you know, it just, when I say emotional, man, I think we're just too emotionally attached to things, you know what I mean? Like cars and, you know, expensive things that we don't need, that we spend money on. You know, on the stupid things, you know what I mean? So we let, and money also, you know, we let these things control us, you know what I mean? And that's why I said, you know, being emotional, like doing stupid shit for money, you know, buying a car when you know you can't afford it, and, you know, things like that, you know what I mean?
Since you became self-aware, like, in particular, because you're talking about, because this, I'm happy you're saying this, like I told you, For me, you know, we've been brothers forever, man. And, like, you know, for you to get to the success you got to at a young age, like, in the car business, still, to me, is, like, very amazing that I know someone who got to some money like that legally. Because, you know, where we come from, people get to money like that, like, at the age you did, because they're doing, like, some type of music shit, or they're playing sports, or, you know, or they're, you know, out on the streets, you know, hustling for real, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know, like, what would you say, like, once you became self-aware, like, is there anything in particular you'd be like, yo, man, like, why the fuck did I spend that money on that shit?
Yo, I used to do it a lot, bro, a lot, man. Just, like I said, man, spend money on a lot of dumb shit. It's just young mistakes, bro. Like I said, being emotionally attached. And like I said, man, we just can't let things and money and, you know, stuff like that control us, bro.
It's crazy how we do. Just like how people, you know, again, man, this is just all self-awareness. But, like, you know, I see people that I know for sure that had asked me for money and stuff like that, you know, friends, whatever. And, like, this new iPhone dropped. So many people buying this iPhone. And that's fun.
Yo,
like,
Apple is some gangsters, bro. Yo, they drop the same shit. They drop the same phone every year, yo. And people in line.
Adding cameras to this shit.
Yo, they added another camera. Like, yo, we're going to charge $1,500 this time. I bug it.
Like, I mean, here's the thing, too. Like, if you got that phone because that phone, I don't know, man. Like, that phone means that
much to
you, then
that's fine. If you got the
phone
because you're into, like, photography and things like that, and you want a better camera, like, I'm with you 100%. I'm with it 100%. But if you just get it just because it's a new iPhone that's out, and you don't ask yourself, yo, what's the difference? You know, what am I gonna spend another?
Or you don't even know the difference.
Yeah, what am I gonna spend another $1,200 on? You know what I mean? Like, that's stupid. That's not being self-aware. You know what I mean? You're just trying to fit in. You know what I mean? Like, okay, they, you know, they came
or
out
stand
with it
out because of some dumb shit. Because you want somebody to be like, oh, you got the new iPhone. Like, who cares?
Exactly.
I mean, if you care, that's fine. But, like, don't be copying stuff because you want. You want somebody to, like, give you some type of recognition, like.
And that's the thing, man. I think that people care too much about what other people think, and that's fucking silly to me, man.
Like, that's just a lack of self-awareness.
Exactly. Exactly, man.
Because, like when we talk about, you know, killing Apple right now, but, like, you know, Apple, y'all doing y'all.
No,
thing.
I love Apple, bro. I got an iPhone, an iPad, but I ain't buying one, you know, for a minute. You know,
right? But like, there's also people that, like, will cop something like that, bro, and have whole ass bills out here that's past due. And just like not pay a bill, or like a motherfucker be talking on an $1,100 phone, talk about, man, I'm broke. I ain't got no money.
And that's
money.
The thing, man. Like I said, man, we've all done dumb stuff, bro. We've all done made I've done dumb that shit financial before. We've all made dumb financial situations, but at this point, like, you know, when are we gonna grow from that? You know, like, what I mean?
I'll tell you one thing that I did for sure, bro. Mm-hmm. That I can definitely say was dumb as hell. I used to go out and spend way more. Like, I had money I did have money to go out and maybe get a meal and like two drinks, as far as like being conscious about my budget or whatever, like if I'm gonna go out. Mm-hmm. But like, bro, I would be trying to not trying to one up anybody by any means. Mm-hmm. But I would just like go crazy and like think about I would buy 3-4 drinks, buy a friend a drink and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm making 6 figures a year, because I don't. And even if you do, still, I mean, whatever, but like, I don't. And like, there's sometimes, bro, I would like go in and use credit cards, mm-hmm. money that like I should have been like leveraging the right way to like make my credit better and shit like that.
Right.
And I was using them shits in restaurants and shit and buying like, and then like paying it back, but then bitching about paying it back or not paying the shit back.
Sometimes you gotta learn the hard way.
You're right. Yeah. Learn the hard way and shit.
Yeah, and the thing is, man, we, you know, a lot of kids, you know, nowadays, man, growing up, they don't have anybody to teach them that. They don't teach that in school. You know what I mean? They barely teach that in college. They don't teach you financial literacy, man. And that's the problem.
I had that shit,
bro,
once in high school. What about you? We went to the same high school, but
yeah, I don't even remember, honestly.
I had a semester of financial, because you're speaking about financial literacy. I had one semester of financial literacy as a senior in high school.
And that's the thing, man. It should be taught more. This is my thing. Like, they have chemistry, they have biology. You know what I mean? Like, why don't they have, I don't know if they do or not, but financial literacy 2 or 3, it should be taught out the gate.
They should teach you how to like fill out a W-2 or something like that. Like, whatever age you can start working in the United States, if that, whatever the age that is, 14, 15, I don't fucking know, it doesn't matter. Whenever you can start, you legally can get a job and shit like that. That should be whatever grade that is.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a class or a module or something dedicated to how do you fill out a W-2.
Word. Yo, the only thing that I would say I remember is they taught that in high school, you know, they taught us how to fill out a check. But that's like, that shit ain't making me no money.
Yeah, to pay,
you know,
bills.
I mean? Teach me,
to
teach
pay
me
bills.
How, yeah, yo, like, yo, teach me how to make money. You know what I mean? Teach me how to manage my money. Teach me how to manage, you know, the credit cards and, you know, and things like that. You know, they don't teach that. That's the problem,
and,
man.
And what's funny, bro, is they will sit up and I say, well, first, why do we always say they? Anyways, whoever they are, whoever made this system or whatever, like, they will say, like, that's our parents' job. But, like, again, where did our parents learn it from? Like, if it's not in the family, if mm-hmm. financial literacy is not in the family and shit like that, you know, mm-hmm. like, there's no self-awareness about how to manage finances, actually. It's, like, based off of some bullshit system. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit is just getting passed down through generation to generation. You know, and it's like, thank goodness, in my opinion, that, you know, again, we've had successful people around us. But like, mm-hmm. again, I feel that, you know, one thing we want to do is, you know, curses, which is, you know, we feel like we want wealth behind our last names, that when we're in the ground or wherever the case may be, you know, after we're no longer living, we want our children and everybody after us that are still on this earth, our families, to be okay in regards to knowing how to make money and, you know, not having a fight chance, man, and a head start and shit like that, man.
Right. Agree, man. So yeah, they definitely need to be taught more, man. And we just wanted, like I said, man, we just wanted to bring a little attention to it and, you know, go over these things, man, because it needs
wouldn't
to be
you like, wouldn't you like, said. Speaking of self-awareness, bro, wouldn't you like that, like, maybe in high school, if they even, like, talked about, like, I don't know, mental health more? Because
absolutely.
You know, like, I in high school, you know, if a kid is, like, troubled or whatever, and, you know, they throw chairs, they always got a mm-hmm. problem, come in, got holes in their
school,
shoes, dirty
school,
shirt.
School, like, shootings and,
yeah,
things like that. I agree, bro. That needs to be taught probably more than they need to teach, you know, financial literacy, bro. I mean, mental health.
Because again, like, we're talking about self-awareness, and like, it brought us to the realization, like, how important money is to us in regards to, you know, what we want to actually do with our money, have a plan for it. Like, again, we wouldn't have gotten to this point if we didn't have some form of self-awareness about what we wanted in life. But, you know, like we talk about this sometimes, like, it's still sometimes guys our age, 26, 27, maybe younger than us, that think it's corny to, like, you know, be educated and be self-aware and, like, actually have some form of, like, facts behind when you're having a conversation with an individual. Like, people just like to talk just because they feel like their opinion actually matters. But, like, in certain factors, like, it's not about opinion. It's about, you know, fact versus fiction. And people who are not self-aware love fiction. They love to just talk and say shit and put no form of effort behind whatever they're talking about.
No education about what they're talking about. Just lack of self-awareness, man. Lack of knowledge. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's a problem, man.
Yo, how do you feel like self-awareness essentially impacted your life? Like, in a few words.
Just knowing what, like I said, right from wrong, knowing what I'm good at, trying to capitalize off of, you know, what I'm good at, and just, you know, trying to live as fair as possible, you know what I mean? And, you know, just...
And that's cool, to, you know, bro, because, like, you saying, like, knowing what you're good at, like, you know how powerful, like, if that you is know, when you say
yeah,
that,
like,
bro?
If you know, like, some people don't even realize, yo, like, some people don't realize, like, I work with this lady, she's cooked really, really fucking good. You know what I mean? Like, she worked at a restaurant, you know, here in Plainfield. And they had Gordon Ramsay at the restaurant. So, you know, it made a little noise.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, she like, literally, bro, she made chicken the other day. And that shit tasted like somewhere you go to, like, a five-star restaurant or something like that.
Mm.
And, like, she's really good. And, like, yo, like, why not try to capitalize on that? Like, she knows she's good, you know, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, like, why are you here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, go open a restaurant. Like, you can make money off of this.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes people don't want to, they just do it for fun. You know, it doesn't have to be all about money and things like that. But certain situations, man, it's like,
but like you even just like, said, man, love, like, you like, for instance, like, you know, you design all of our clothes, but, like, you're good at it and you love to do it. Like, that lady, bro, if she can cook and people tell her she can cook and she knows, and the thing is, she really loves it. Like, I'm 100% with you. Like, I don't know. It's like, put culture first, monetize later kind of thing. And in regards to, like, maybe she doesn't have the fun to start a restaurant, but, like, you know, she obviously worked at one before. Go work at one and, I don't know, see how it works out. Maybe she didn't like the money. There's a lot of factors, but...
And it's like, you know, sometimes, man, you'll be really good at something and you'll just do it for fun or for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right,
for me.
Right.
Like, for me, you know, like, I love clothes, bro. I love designing clothes, coming up with different ideas and things like that. Like, yo, I would do it for free. You know what I mean? It's not always about the money, but, you know, some people lack, you know, they lack the awareness of knowing they're good at something. You know what I mean? Like, especially if you're struggling and, you know, things like that. And
what
you
do
know,
you think them to, what do you think causes people to, like, have that, that lack of self-awareness? Like, they're actually good at something. Like, 5, 10 people are good at something. Like, what's up? You know what I mean?
Part of it is I think mainly is because they're too comfortable. You know what I mean? You'll know you're good at something and you just don't want to go through the process. You don't want to even think about the ideas of the product, even look up what the process is.
Lack of self-awareness.
I mean? Lack of self-awareness and hustle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Soft. You know what I mean? Soft. So, yeah, bro. And, you know, people love to live comfortably. You know, you have to be uncomfortable, man. You have to get out your comfort zone if you want to be successful. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's you man, like boy, you spin some bars. I see why Wayne is your favorite rapper, bro. Kick some punch knowledge line. Right now, man. People need to hear this stuff, man. Like, here we ain't saying we got all the answers or anything like that. But
now
like,
listen, don't Wayne's my guy, but you know, I'm from New York, bro. Wayne, Hov, my top three, Wayne, Hov, and Nas, are my guys.
Facts.
Yeah. Who you into, man? I know you like Wayne. And,
well,
but if you, what's your top three?
Biggie, not in this order, man. I don't have time to like dissect in this order. But Biggie, Hov, and Wayne, bro. I'm sorry.
Solid.
Yeah, that's not solid. In that order. I ain't got time to discuss, you know, which one is which, because all three of those guys, man, are mm-hmm. self-aware. You listen, you think facts. Of any one of their, look up any one of their stories and where they started and all that, like, they're all three of those men are self-aware people, man.
Facts.
And again, when we say self-aware, we do not mean perfect. But we explain to y'all what self, look up self-aware.
I think between all these people, you know, that we named, I think that Hov might be the most self-aware, bro. Like, yo, he know, this is the thing with Hov. Like, Hov knows he's good. He talks a lot of shit. You know, you listen to
Wayne does too, though, bro.
No, he does, you know what I mean? But, like, I think Hov shit is, like, next level, yo. Like, Hov talks a lot of shit and backs his shit up. Like, out the gate, yo, he been talking shit for a minute. Reasonable Doubt, you know, things like that, like,
even before reason, he been talking shit for a
like
minute,
he knew
bro.
He was nice. He knew he's nice.
But honestly, man, I feel like I'm gonna go ahead and say my number one is Biggie, and let me tell you why. Just real quick, damn, it's because man. Yeah, bro. Let me tell you why. Because I feel like in my heart, wholeheartedly, bro, I feel like if Biggie was still alive,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Biggie would touch the beat just like Jay-Z, and I'm not talking about Beyonce. No pun intended. I feel like Biggie would have touched between him and P. Diddy, bro. Biggie would have touched $1 billion. Like, he was already doing some shit before he died, like outside of music and things like that. His life just got cut short, bro. He died at 26 years old.
25. I think he was 24. 25. Bro.
Oh, one. I mean, he wasn't
that's
even
young. That's our age, yo.
Yeah, man, he wasn't even 30 yet. He was literally our age, and we young as fuck. So, I mean, his life got cut short. But him, and Diddy. I mean, of course, Diddy still did his thing. With that's another self aware guy. But he did his thing and kept that legacy going with Bad Boy. But you know, obviously Biggie's life got cut short. But homie was he was nice, bro. And I'm just not talking about music. He was nice outside of music as well.
Yo, they were talking about you know, Hot 97 or Power 105, whatever it was the other day. You know, they were asking, the question was, what do you think is the hottest hip hop song of all time? And you know, somebody said Juicy, you know, Juicy by Biggie. I'm like, yo, the shit is that's a fly ass song, yo, from the beat, you know, to the lyrics, to the wordplay, like
I'm gonna have to say, you know, that's a great radio album. I mean, excuse me, song. I'm gonna have to say The Warning, bro.
The Warning. Dope. Ooh. That's dope.
So don't get me started. That could be a whole nother episode. The Warning is ridiculous.
Don't sleep. Go ahead. My bad. But listen, I just gotta say this. Don't sleep on, I was listening to this the other day too. Don't sleep on Flavor in Your Ear, bro. This thing, when you put on a song, right, and you know, old heads and like everybody can listen to it, like that's a song. Those three songs, it's a song. You know, maybe not The Warning. You know what I mean? But like Juicy and
all that shit. So all that again, I ain't trying to play off the episode, but like that album was classic. That was all things he either been through. That was all story and self awareness about what he's been through and things
but in terms of like, you know, everybody listening to, you know, between Flavor in Your Ear and Juicy, yo, those are two of the best hip hop songs of all time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt, bro. No doubt. Like, hands down. But I can't wait till we talk about hip hop on our podcast. We can go on and on about that. That's, man, Flavin' Year, bro. That song's a classic. That song was like,
yo, they got like 20 different verses of that song.
It's fine,
man. Rest in peace, Craig Mack.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, man. But, you know, we happy y'all tuned in with us.
Yep.
Checked in with us.
Make sure to check us out every week. There'll be new episodes every week.
No doubt.
You know, thanks for checking us out. And again, you know, our Instagram is Growth Clothing Co. Make sure to go follow us, like pics, leave comments. Check us out.
And if you like shit on the IG, go ahead and click the link in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you know, if you don't have Instagram and you just want to check out the website, go to clothingbygrowth.com. But check y'all later. This your boy Dow, your boy AC.
Yes, sir.
We was kicking some real flavor in your ear tonight.
Pun intended.
Pun intended, Mug. And we out of here, man.
Yes, sir.